Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. The trial of accused Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev will start on Monday in Boston as planned. A federal judge has rejected requests by his defense attorneys to postpone the trial and to move it to another city. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman is on the story, and he's with us now. Hi, Bruce.
Hello, Anthony.
So this is the second time the judge has denied these requests, clearly a big setback for the defense. So explain the first one, more time to prepare, essentially, and Judge O'Toole said no.
Right. He said earlier, last September, he gave them 2 months. So that's why we have the January 5th start date. But the defense wanted to move it to next September. They said it's simply because they just don't have enough time to prepare. The case is so extraordinarily complex. There are international dimensions in the case. They have a prosecution has a witness list of over 730 people. There's so much data. A lot of it the defense charges isn't even properly indexed. Mm. So they can't even find their way through the data. They also say that in their motion, they say that 99 out of the 119 federal capital trials to go get underway since 2004 took place later than this trial. This is 18 months after the fact.
Now, did Judge O'Toole give any reason for the reason for rejecting it?
Not yet. We're expecting to hear from him
later.
All right.
And he also said no to a second request for a change of venue, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The defense said there was pretrial publicity made it impossible to get a fair trial. They also cited unabated law enforcement leaks. They cited the Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber from 1997. His venue was changed from Oklahoma City to Denver. But in this case, the judge denied it. He said it's simply not going to happen.
Not going to happen. So this means that what's expected to be a long, emotional trial will begin on Monday. What are you particularly interested in learning when this trial finally gets underway?
Well, I think there are going to be a lot of surprises. There are a lot of things that we don't know about this case. But one of the things that interests me is that in the Robel Filippo's trial, which occurred last September, that was a friend of Tsarnaev's, mm-hmm. a FBI special agent stood up and he testified. He said, "We don't definitively know where the bombs were made." Hmm. And I thought that was a really interesting statement, that at this late date, they still haven't figured out where the bombs were made. And the inference there could be, who made the bombs?
Who made the bombs? So a lot of questions left to be answered. A lot will be revealed in the weeks, months ahead. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reporting on the decision today by Judge George O'Toole that effectively means the trial against the alleged Boston Marathon bomber begins on Monday. Bruce, thank you very much.
You're welcome.